make their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long are they going to be cut off spiritually? How long will they not understand the word? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. That might not just be nuclear war. That might be something else. Because let's read the next two verses. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return. Now what is a tenth? 10%. So that means if 10% is left, 90% are gone. Where do they go? It does not say. It just said there would be this great forsaking of this land. Only a few hundred million people, probably, according to scientists and astronomers' projection, will be left alive on planet Earth. The key is God is offering to every one of us to be Philadelphia, to be a part of that church of brotherly love, to lay aside all that would cause us to stumble before Him before the time. We need to be accounted worthy because these events are going to be massive. No one that has lived in the last 3,600 years has experienced anything. And I will give you a scenario before I'm through as to what scientists and astronomers think that it will do to the Earth based upon what it did the last time this planet came by. The controllers of the media, I'm talking about the ones who are working for world government, who head up the money markets of the world, and the world's government leaders are very fully aware of what's about to happen. They're prepared. Keeping this story out of the major media was very important because it will, when it reaches the people's understanding, it will collapse the world's economy. People will quit working and say, well, what's the use? We're all doomed anyway. The stock markets will crash. Real estate prices will plummet and go to the bottom. You won't be able to give away anything. It'll cost the economy billions and trillions of dollars, and then it will cost millions and billions of lives on planet Earth if what these scientists and astronomers are saying is correct. And so far we've seen biblical scriptures which have said identically the same thing. In 1983, Planet X, or the 10th planet, was spotted by the infrared astronomical satellite that was put up by NASA. And then there's been a complete blackout ever since concerning this particular event. X is now so close that they can't cover it up anymore. That's why the Newsweek for December 7th, the year 2002, showed it and for the first time admitted that it was another planet.